the metaphysical and spiritual show designed to open your eyes to the greater possibilities of life. And thanks for joining us. On this show, we bring you clear, concise communication from the spirit world, from those who continue to walk with us and who try to look after us. As mediums, we are able to bring you the benefit of their wisdom, and as a result, we can get a different perspective on life, which means having choices and options we never realized were available to us. And on tonight's show, we have a special guest. It's going to be a bit different today. Gregory Hay is going to be here a little later on, and I'll explain to you, any new listeners, who Gregory Hay is in a little while. But today we're going to have a special guest from England, a medium called Bernie Scott, and she will be with us shortly, so this is going to be really exciting.
Yes, a bit of a departure from our normal situation, isn't it, Sylv?
Yes.
Well, hi, everyone. As well as Spirit's work on the wonderful bbsradio.com every Monday at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, we have another radio show, which is called Spirit Teaching, and you can hear that on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific. If you want to know more about us, our books, CDs, Book an Akashic Reading, or go for any of the other services that we offer, please do go to our website. Actually, we've got two websites. One is spirit-teaching.com, and the other one is spiritsworkradio.com. Anyway, every week, I Deep Trance channel live on air and bring through an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who is the spokesperson for a group of highly knowledgeable spirits called the White Cloud Group. They're an educational group, and they're here to give us knowledge and information we'd never have access to in any other way.
Usually at this point, Mick goes off and gets Gregory.
And I go to sleep. I normally go to sleep.
He's going to join us. He's going to plague us today.
It's just going to mess me up. I mean, I just don't know.
But I'm going to tell you about Gregory now so that we don't have to go off topic when we're actually having a conversation a little later. Gregory Hay walked the earth 300 years ago. And after his passing, he was asked if he would like to train to be the representative of this educational group. They were going to be helping the people of the earth discover a more harmonious way of life, to understand the implications of what we are doing to our planet and guide us towards stability. The White Cloud Group, who he is the spokesperson for, consists of eminent scientists, physicists and scholars, as well as ordinary people. And between them, they have vast knowledge and insight. They try to help us to look at the bigger picture of life, to help us to think outside of the box and explain situations that affect us and our future, and of course those who wish to come after us, who haven't had a physical life yet. So, as I say, it's a little different today, so the phone lines aren't open today, but if you would like to have a mini free Akashic reading on our show next week, we do have a space left. We will need your full name at birth. That's your first, middle, and last name, your date of birth, your telephone number, and one question. And email that to enq@spirit-teaching.com. If we can't get you in next week, and the space that we have is on next Thursday, actually, on this show, on the 14th, we can put you down for one of the other weeks that we are doing it. So don't worry, just get in touch, give me your details, and we'll see what we can do. Alternatively, obviously, you can go to our website and book a full Akashic reading, and just go on to www.spirit-teaching.com and have a browse through our site and see our Akashic readings and have a look at any of the other services that we offer, okay? So
yeah, there's masses of pages on it, actually. There's about 70-odd pages on that site.
Yeah.
So there's heaps of information for you to look through.
Yeah.
About all different kinds of things, physical mediumship, trance mediumship, all different things about history, and
you can order CDs, books.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, have a look. It's an educational site.
Yes, and also, actually, importantly, all the way through the site, we also have links to a very important site for us, and that's freespirit7 at co.uk.
freespirit7.co.uk.
Yes. Sorry, I said that completely wrong, didn't I?
Yeah, like I say, Mick's usually asleep at this point.
So I'm like gibbering out of turn then.
Anyway, like I say, we've got a wonderful guest with us today, and it's our friend that we work with very closely on a regular, constantly regular basis in the UK. She's a wonderful medium and a good friend, and I'd like to welcome Bernie Scott.
Hi, Bernie.
Yeah, fine.
Can you hear me okay?
Sorry?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. So, yeah, it is slightly muffled, but, yeah.
Yeah, it's like you're chewing a bag of nuts or something.
Well, if you can speak any clearer into it, then that would be better. But, yeah, we can
hear
you.
Okay, I'll speak louder.
Yes, that's great. That was better. Anyway, so it's, what time is it there? 9:07 in the evening in the UK?
It's about that, yeah.
Hmm. And I understand that you just dashed back from your spirit centre.
Yeah, we had an open circle there tonight. So, yeah, I've just dashed back and made myself comfortable to speak to you all.
Okay. Yeah, good. Well, you know, obviously, we do work very closely together, and we've known each other quite a few years now. And I thought it might be good for people to get an appreciation of the differences between the way we work personally as a team and also the differences from the UK, from the British way of working, and, say, the American way, because obviously most of the listeners will be in America at this time that we're speaking. And it's good education. So anyway, you've got you call it a Free Spirit Awareness Centre.
Free Spirit Awareness Centre.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
So can you explain to our listeners what exactly goes on there?
Yeah, well, it's a centre for those that are wishing to develop their skills, because we all have the ability, you know. It's just a lot of people don't know exactly what to do with their gifts. So we have people coming in that have never sat for the spirit world before, but are receiving all these wonderful messages and guidance and things like that. And we have people who come to the centre who want to gain some understanding and know the rights and wrongs of what to do and while they're growing. And then we have other people who are further along in their development who wish to sit for trance. So the centre covers all aspects of mediumship. And it's
wonderful.
It's
and healing
daily.
As well.
Absolutely. And healing is such a major part, Sylvie. Healing is such a major part. And more people are becoming more receptive and open to healing, which is wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
It's impossible to have too many healers in this world.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's what this world needs.
So what might somebody actually gain from coming? You know, presumably, let's say if it's a beginner, somebody who's wondering if they've got any gifts. There's obviously you cover different aspects of mediumship.
When they first come to the centre, I explain to them about meditation, because meditation is vital to our growth. So I explain to them about how to meditate, to open up in prayer, and to always ask for the highest and the best, and to how to set the scene and prepare themselves for meditation, because I feel that is so important. And also when they come to the development circle, we meditate, and then I also get them paired up and working with their abilities, because the more you work with them, the more you gain more understanding, and you sort out which is imagination and which is coming from the spirit world. It's a growing process. It takes a long time. You get people coming that think it happens overnight, but it does. With mediumship, we never stop developing. And when they come, and since they start sitting for the spirit world and being in that perfect peace and that perfect state of mind, it's almost as if well, their spirit obviously has been touched, but it's like it's a magnet to them then, and then they just want to grow, and they just feel there's so much love that they just go out there and every possible time they can get up. You ask anyone at the centre, any time they get now, they just meditate. They meditate to be in that space because they can feel themselves growing spiritually, and they can feel that love overflowing to their family and to their friends. It changes their personality, and it's a wonderful journey to be on.
Oh, that's great. And it's without religion. It's just any aspect of mediumship.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why we call it the Free Spirit Centre, because as we know, religion's man-made. So it's all. It's a place for all.
Yeah, how so true.
Yeah, that's lovely. It's given, it's wings to fly, isn't it? Teaching them how to fly, basically.
Exactly.
Yes, because I understand that's something actually that doesn't happen very much in America. There are a few places that do encourage spiritual growth for people, but not nearly as many centres. And I know Britain's got like littered with churches and that kind of thing. As well devoted to spirit development, but certainly I think the growth of the centres in Britain is something which is catching on fast, because, as you say, they're without a religious indoctrination, so it means that, you know, people, if they're Christian or Jewish or whatever they are, they can still actually learn to develop their spirit gifts.
Exactly, and it's wonderful. Yeah. It's such a shame that there's these places in America. Such a shame, because just to be with like-minded people and to discuss what happens within your own journey with other people, and other people understanding what you're going through and the changes is fantastic. So what a shame they haven't got that in America.
Well, they probably have got some places like that, but they're far and few between, and they're really a bit more, how should we say, commercial, not quite so, you know, not such a sort of like walking in, there's a cozy fireplace, sort of relaxing atmosphere as places like yours and similar places, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're a little bit more commercial, probably bigger, because, you know, your place is quite small, but it's so, I mean, it's just open 7 days a week, and there's something going on all the time, every day of the week, isn't there? Right up until 10 o'clock at night.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's beautiful.
Which is just amazing.
Which is amazing, you know, I mean, it's perfect, absolutely perfect. And it's just like home from home when people walk in there. I know, we work there, and we'll be there again in July.
Yes, I know, and the place, all the seats are nearly gone, I must say.
Are they? That's great. Right. So what sort of workshops do you do at the centre?
Okay, so we do, We do sort of developing mediums, so we do clairvoyant workshops. We also do trance workshops. We cover healing is very important. We have Reiki healing courses. We do a lot of Reiki healing courses over there. Crystal workshops, angel card workshops. People that you know, when we start off, it's good to have some tools to use. So better understanding on using different tools while you're working in the early days. So much we do over there.
Yes, Bernie, when you say you do healing workshops, do you mean to say that you just do? That you do spirit healing workshops. Do you also do, you know, any other kind of healing as well?
I do a lot of Reiki attunements.
Right.
Okay, it's Reiki workshops that I do. Okay, yeah. We have a healing circle that we have once a month, and that's for any healer, whether it be spiritual healer, Reiki healer, any named healer can come along and share their experiences, and we send healing to different individuals, and very powerful, I must say, as well. And we share all our experiences, and that's in the monthly healing circle where all healers are welcome. The workshops are basically Reiki workshops. We're tuning people to the Reiki universal energy. And for them to get a better understanding of how the healing energy works with their intention and their compassion and their love for mankind. And but to be taken seriously, because this is very, healing is very powerful, very, very powerful, and how to use it, and how to use it, and how to channel it.
Wonderful. And you have visiting mediums, don't you, as well, coming to do different things, so you're not taking every single course or workshop?
Oh, no, goodness, no. We have clairvoyant demonstrations there once a fortnight.
And that's from mediums from all over the UK or wherever they are in the world, if they're in the country at that time?
Exactly, yes. So they come and demonstrate their mediumship, which is absolutely fantastic. We also get trance mediums coming to demonstrate how they work. We have talks there now and again on different topics. We had like a crystal talk, which was completely free. People just came along and learnt about the healing properties within crystals and, you know, how to cleanse them and things like that. So, yeah, there's actually so much that does go on at the centre. So much.
Well, that's great. And that's in Bristol. And if we'd just like to say that your website, again, is www.freespirit, and that's one word, freespirit7, okay, .co.uk.
Yeah.
And
that's
so if
free
anybody...
spirit and the number 7.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to have a look at your website, they can find out more from there.
Yes, and they can go to that website from ours on virtually any page.
On spirit-teaching.com, yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd like to...
Oh, yes. So Bernie, so what method do you use for your own personal spirit contact?
In your
mediumship.
In my mediumship?
Yes.
Well, I'm actually a clairvoyant medium myself, as you know. You want to know the way I work, yeah?
Yes, explain to people, because I'll tell you what, over here, and also apart from anything else, you know, you also do personal... private readings as well, so and phone readings, which is something
Absolutely.
Else that if people feel that they want to have a reading from you. So I thought we could discuss your abilities, your gifts, how you work.
Because everybody's
and
different.
And explain to people the differences, because, like I say, as well, in America, a lot of work is psychic work as well. So it's just all about... giving people a bigger idea of what can go on and how they can grow and further their development rather than just staying at the one principle.
Sure, yeah, because over here, you see, people tend to lump everything into being, you're a psychic, but in actual fact, they may be clairvoyant or they may be clairsentient or clairaudient. They don't necessarily... understand the differences between their gifts.
I mean, obviously, that's a big generalisation.
Yeah, and I don't mean to generalise, honest.
Okay, so, so you're clairvoyant.
And I'm a clairsentient.
Yeah.
As well. Okay, so you do use clairaudience with me, but it's in the shape of telepathy. Okay, so I don't actually hear the person's voice as in their voice. I hear it as my voice in my mind, but I know it's not mine. Okay?
Yeah.
So
when someone comes to me for a reading, hopefully, you know, a loved one or a friend will draw close and I'd be able to describe them and how they pass. And they bring evidence of situations around them and situations in the past, memories. And if they've thought of something or said something or done something and their relative has been around them, that may come up in the reading as well. You know, so I was talking to someone about pickled cabbage the other day. I said, I don't know why I've got to talk about pickled cabbage here. And she said to me, oh, my goodness, we were just talking about it the other day about pickling cabbage. So it could be the smallest little thing.
Yeah, just to let them know that they're with them, sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So you work. You bring people's loved ones through. You bring messages from loved ones. You don't work. You know, you don't. It's not the fortune telling thing.
I don't. No, I'm not futuristic at all. I talk about the now and the past. If somebody wants a fortune teller, I fortune telling reading, I tell them that this is something I do not do. Basically, simply because I don't feel our lives are written down for us, we have free will. And I'm not a psychic. I'm definitely not a psychic. So they use all my senses. So, I mean, I could feel like I was sat on a horse, or I could feel like I wanted to take my glasses off my head, or suddenly I would get a nervous tick, or it depends how the spirit will, the communicator impresses me, because I could take on their mannerisms as well.
And don't you sing as well, I understand?
Oh, I sing.
Don't
like
you do a bit of singing?
No, I sound like a cat. Oh, dear me.
You do, though, don't you?
Well, it sounds like a cat.
Yeah, but he does sing.
Do you want to hear the story? When I was a kid, okay, I wanted to... I totally admired Doris Folks. I thought she was wow, okay? And I wanted to be a pop singer, okay? So I used to say to Spirit World, I want to be like Doris Folks, and I want to be a pop singer. I want to be up on stage, okay? Well...
Can I just say that for people that don't know, that Doris Stokes was a very good medium?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, so carry on. Yeah.
So this was my dream, okay? So obviously as I got older and I developed, the spirit will bless me with being in front of a crowd. Okay, obviously I'm not the Doris Stokes, but I have certain gifts. So they blessed me with that, and they also decided to use songs with me, but they forgot to give me a voice. So when I'm giving my mediumship, all of a sudden I burst into song, okay, and the song's very important to the reading. It's either a memory or just a bit of the song that I'm singing is important to the reading, but it doesn't sound too healthy. But it brings up listening. It makes them laugh, so at least I haven't got a lot of sour faces looking at me.
It raises the vibration, that's for sure.
It does. I think they feel sorry for me, actually.
Yeah, well, I have to tell everybody that happens, because you do public demonstrations, don't you? So you're in you can have a crowd of 20, 30, 50 or whatever people in front of you, and there you are on the stage singing your songs.
I am. Well, I've sung in front of 300 people, actually.
How many?
Nearly 300.
Oh, really?
It's cold.
Very cold. During a demonstration. That's funny.
That
is funny.
That was quite funny.
Because that's the other thing that we do in England a lot as well, is we do public demonstrations. And they do have it here more. But again, I think it's more casual in England. Do you know what I mean? It's more laid back. It's we'll hire this hall for the weekend and we'll do that. It's just more prolific.
Yes.
Yeah. Clairvoyant demonstrations in Bristol alone, that they're all over the place, and they attract such crowds. Seriously,
yeah.
Fantastic mediums here, and the evidence they give, this is what people want, you know. People want to hear the evidence. They want to know their loved ones are happy, that they're around them, you know, and... being able to go to a demonstration, or, you know, with a reputable medium that's been working for goodness how many years, I don't know. But to be able to go there and receive a message, it brings so much upliftment to them. It's so
absolutely.
Easy.
I think so, you know, John Edwards sort of put it, I mean, it's been happening in England for hundreds of years, but John Edwards, I think, put it on the map, you know, going on the TV, doing it like he did, and he's still doing, I think, I don't know, but I think he's excellent. But, more power to him for actually opening people's eyes to the fact that possibility, you know, and that's the sort of thing that you do every week, all the time, and also organise at your own centre as well. You travel around the country, don't you?
Yes, Yes, I've been up to Scotland, I've doing demonstrations in different parts of England, over in Wales. Yes, I mean, mediums do travel.
Yeah, I'll have to get you over here. It's
mainly on a voluntary basis. They get their petrol money, but they do it for the love of their work.
Well, yeah.
A cup of tea and a biscuit doesn't pay the rent, though,
but
does it?
That's in the spiritualist church situation, isn't it? But if you're a professional like you are, then, you know, people have got to expect to pay things. You've got to pay for the... They don't expect to walk in your centre and you not have the heating on.
No, quite so. So, Bernie, when did you actually first realise your gift of spirit? Do you remember?
To be quite honest, when I was little and I used to admire Doris Stokes, I wanted to be like Doris Stokes, but I used to read all the books and it didn't tell you... how to develop it. All the mediums in the old days when they wrote their books, it was all they were born seeing spirit. Okay, and they saw their grandfathers, their grandmothers and aunties, so and so died down the road, and they came and said goodbye to them before. I never saw any of that. So I thought I didn't feel I could be a medium, but I wanted to be.
You put it out there.
Yeah. And I must be honest with you, you know, apart from seeing a spirit once when I was younger and I hid under the sheets, to tell you the truth, I viewed it too much when I was younger. As I matured, and started reading books and becoming more involved, I realised that we all had it within us. You didn't have to be born seeing spirit.
Absolutely.
Once I realized that I could develop this, there was no stopping me. It's because the education wasn't out there in the past for people to understand that they all had disability. It was all the mediums used to write about, I was born seeing spirit. Well, I didn't see anything, so I didn't think that I had a connection at all, you know. But obviously, as I matured and I read different books, I found out that I could be trained. And in fact, it was there all the time. I just didn't know.
That's right.
I didn't know how to use it. So this is what the sense is there for, you know, because people say, oh, I didn't know I could do that. I didn't know I had the ability.
Things start happening to them and they say, well, where do I go now? What do I do with this? Who's going to lead me by the hand?
Exactly.
So, okay. Well, one of the reasons why I was saying at the beginning of the show, we work very closely together on a daily basis, don't we? I would just like to explain to people about the spirit rescue, basically, which is the thing that we work on. And I think it's a totally fascinating and unique thing that we're doing here. I'm hoping from our conversation that other people might be inspired to develop something like this themselves, basically, because we are just so out on our own on this.
It's so unique, isn't it, in a sense?
Yeah. And basically what happens is the people with problems are guided to you. It's like Bernie's Bernie's the magnet, aren't you? You feel like a magnet sometimes. People with problems, maybe they've got a spirit attachment or they've got some problem with a negative energy that's around them. And very often they end up with you, don't they, Bernie?
They do, yeah.
And then what happens is Bernie will get in touch with us and what we do, we do something called an illumination with you. Would you like to explain what we do when you get somebody?
Okay. When somebody comes to me, obviously I sit down and I talk to them and I explain the possibilities to see how receptive they are. And obviously I'm careful what I say to them. And then what we do, we arrange an illumination. Okay, so in the illumination... For the illumination, I always ask for their birth details, their full name and their date of birth, and would it be okay if the spirit world looked into their Akashic records, because that is a great help for the spirit world when they're working with us. So, and then we have a healing session, and I tune into my guides. And obviously I have a team that works with me, especially for the healing and the rescue work. And what they actually do, I take my mind out of the situation as much as I can, and they illuminate the aura of the person who's got the problem, the person who's receiving the illumination. And they take notes, I gather, that they find out all they need to know through that illumination. And then what happens is the information is taken back and discussed within the spirit world. And then you and Nick do a sitting. And Gregory comes through and gives me the information that I need. So he'll tell me, it's absolutely amazing, really. He'll tell me the name of the person, who the protagonist is, so who's the main person. He'll give me the day they died, the date they died, who they are, what reasons they're here on the earth plane. Obviously, the more healing I give to the person after they've had the illumination, the more information we get. I mean, and a whole story grows. And basically, we find out everything about that person, how is the best way to counsel them. And we also, the spirit world also find out about the antagonists who are there as well, encouraging and feeding the energy. So a huge situation goes, a huge healing situation's taken place then.
So basically, what happens, Gregory tells you the history of the attachment, say the person, the negative spirit entity that is attached, or in the auric field anyway, of the person that's come to see you, and gives you a history of their life and why they're there. And very often they're not very nice people. And it's quite fascinating, isn't it? Because very often you'll go on the website and try and find out about these people.
Obviously, sometimes when I'm inspired to go on the internet and check things out, sometimes there's just like two or three little lines written down of the person's name and their passing and what they've done. Sometimes there's pages upon pages about this person. This person could have been past the spirit world for 250 years ago. And sometimes I don't find anything. But what amazes me is Gregory gives me this information, and such detailed information. And when I go on the internet, it's just there. It's just on the internet, and I can't believe it that he's actually given me all this information, and I can actually trace it. It's absolutely incredible. It really is. I've never known mediumship like it, seriously.
So they might have been hung in 17 something.
Yeah.
Or these incredible situations. It really is. So, when somebody comes to you, I mean, they don't always know that they've got a problem, and that can be very delicate, can't it?
Yeah, that's what I say. I've got to be very careful the way I put things over to people. You know, sometimes when people come to me for readings, I pick it up within a reading. And funny enough, that's the reason why they've come to me, because they've known themselves that something wasn't right. You know, and just by talking to them, I can tell that they're very open to what I'm about to say. And we've healed a number of people like that, very successfully, I must say. Sometimes they come to the centre. Sometimes they go into trance, maybe another trance workshop. Okay, and I've heard somebody come through, and I thought, well, my guides tell me, basically, and I thought, uh-oh. So I'll take them aside and I'll talk to them. But when you get somebody that's not really along this pathway and has got no understanding, or just stepped onto this pathway,
Yes, that must be difficult.
It can scare somebody, so you have to be very, very careful.
So what are some of the things that people come that sort of trigger alarm bells, apart from your guides telling you, or they've got a negative energy with them, and they've got a problem? What are the sort of things that you might hear people saying that they have a problem? Hearing voices, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. People tend to, you know, when we're working with our guides are very cooperative with us. So if we say to our guides that there's no communication or can you stand back, I need time out, or, you know, I don't want to be linking with the spirit world in between these times or whatever, our guides do respect that. I get people saying to me their guide won't leave them alone. The guide will be saying certain things to them, telling them to do this, that and the other, and, you know. And obviously that raises alarm bells to me, because I know that a guide wouldn't do that, you know, especially the negative thing. You know, there was one woman that she'd be driving down the road and her guide would be wolf whistling all the women and saying derogatory things about women. You know, and she didn't know any different. She was totally uneducated. She thought that's what guys did. Well, obviously not, you know.
Yeah.
So we've had scenarios like that, and obviously people getting touches in unpleasant places, in places where they shouldn't get touches.
Yeah.
We've had scenarios like that.
People feeling suicidal and nightmares.
Suicidal, depression, nightmares, obviously hearing the voices.
Even illnesses we've come across, haven't we? People being ill,
illnesses.
Physically ill. Yeah,
people have been going to the doctors for months, having all these different tests, and the doctors keep saying, there's nothing wrong with you, there's nothing wrong with you. Well, in fact, there isn't anything wrong physically, if you understand.
No.
It's what the energy is doing to them.
Mm-hmm.
Personalities, dual personalities. We've helped people with dual personalities. We've just finished healing somebody with, well, I haven't finished, it's still ongoing, but the major part of it's over. I mean, she's a different woman. She was on tablets for, about 15 years, I think, since she was an early teenager. On about six, seven different tablets a day, and now the doctor is weaning her off because she's almost back to normal now. It's actually incredible. She's a totally different person.
And it's such a shame that it's always the last resort, isn't it? That's the thing, you know, because people don't realise for so many years that they have a problem.
That's right.
You know, what with one thing and another, just thinking that maybe that they were, you know, in depression or something like that. Anyway, Gregory's come to visit.
Oh, is he?
Yes, he has.
Nice
Here
one.
He is.
Nice
Hello, friend. Hello.
Hi, Gregory.
Hello, my dear friend. Hello.
Hi. It's good to see your voice
wonderful.
Again.
Yes, it is wonderful to be able to speak with you in this way, a little different, of course, to our numerous other forms of conversation.
I've been looking forward to it.
Yes, absolutely so. And, of course, those of you who may be listening to this at this time, I have to say that it is such a great pity that more have not taken up the challenge, have decided against doing the work in these negative fields, because it is something which, in fact, a great deal of the population are suffering from, and they don't actually realize it. And that is something which is born out of ignorance, perhaps, to a certain extent, but also because they refuse, perhaps, some, I know of many actual mediums on your side of life who are professed to be healers, and they will not actually touch negative energies, or they'll say that it is not possible. I'm sure that you, Bernadette, can actually testify to this fact as a being this misnomer, if you like, this misconception as being completely obdurate, being completely rubbish, really.
Yes, there are some people that have come to me and mediums have actually backed away from them. And there's no fear. No one should have any fear at all, because the spirit world will use people to the highest intention and help those that need it. So please, anybody out there, if you come across this, don't have any fear. Your love will overcome.
Yeah, I'd like to say thank you for those that may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're just listening now to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay being channeled by Deep Trance medium Mick Avery, and I'm Sylvie Avery, and I'm talking to Bernie Scott, who is in the UK, and she's a wonderful medium that we work with on a regular basis. So with this, the spirit work, the rescue work, which is the main thing that we do together, it's such a shame that, is there any chance of you doing any form of workshop? I'm asking you actually as well, Gregory, any workshop situation for mediums to train to do what Bernie does?
Yes, it is possible. We are actually putting something together at this moment. However, we have to take this at a stage at a time. So to begin with, we are going to be doing actually workshops to do with trance healing, to attune people's different abilities and help them to understand that if they have attuned their healing energies, then there is every possibility that they can also become trance healers, because that is a natural progression from it. And in that case, it means that the clarity with which the healing can be given will be that much more energetic, much more unique to the purpose.
What about the part of it that you do and the group behind the scenes? So there would need to be somebody that could speak, a trance medium as well, to give the information, give the guidance about,
yes,
you know, to do your part so that you can tell the medium these things. I mean, and that's the biggest problem, I think.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. But that really, though, is also to do with many trance mediums and their level of development. The point is, we have to make here, not that we're bragging or boasting or being boastful or in any way, shape or form. The point is that for many people, they do not realize that within sitting for development for trance, it actually means that you don't just sit in the energy, as many centers and many workshop people will only allow students to just sit in the energy, and which is all very well, but it isn't very productive. And perhaps they may leave that situation feeling as though they haven't achieved anything, where in actual fact, what they should really be doing is having on real hands-on experience and actually understanding the developmental process. I know that everyone is different and that everyone develops differently. But the point is that for everyone to really understand their full motive behind it and the energy from the spirit world and their interaction with that energy, that's the situation that needs to be brought home for these people, for these new students who are to come after us. After all, we aren't going to be here all of the time. Of course, we will be in the spirit world, but we'll try to continue to help other people as well.
Well, one of the things as well that you do, Bernie, in part of this, is that you do house clearance as well, don't you?
Yes. A great call for that as well. And that's wonderful, because what happens is I arrange a meeting, I arrange to go to the house, and spirit use my eyes. And I completely scan the house, in the cupboard, in the corners, everywhere I can. Even raise my eyes towards the attic and scan as much as I can of the whole area. And then obviously I come back and I give you the information, what I've picked up, and the spirit world obviously gives the information to Gregory again. And Gregory tells me exactly what's going on in that house, and we've had some incredible outcomes, and got some very peaceful houses now.
Yeah, and it's not always a situation, is it, of negative energies. It can be people that are stuck there genuinely, but for various fascinating reasons.
That's right. We had a gentleman that was in a love triangle. A very possessive gentleman that didn't want to go to the spirit world because he had some sort of hold on this lady. That was quite an incredible story, and that actually took a little while and quite a bit of counselling to help that particular gentleman, because he wouldn't see reason for a while. He was quite stubborn. And this is what I want to say as well, is as we've got problems here on the earth plane and we need counselling to help us get over these problems. As people know that if they've ever been to see a counsellor, it's not just one session and everything's put right. It's a series of talks and getting to know one another and building a friendship and being able to really release all the information, if you know what I'm saying, yeah? So this is what happens when I go to the houses. Gregory gives me the information, and we go to the house, and I counsel them, and I try and bring forward some real positive things within their life and work on the positive and get them to see sense, so to speak, to see that there is something more for them. It's not just a matter of saying, just go to the light, go to the light, you know? They're just going to laugh at you because
yes.
They're here for a reason. They're here for a definite reason. And they're not just going to go to the light because they haven't resolved what they needed to resolve. So it does take quite a bit of talking.
And very often, Gregory, in that instance, what would happen is you actually try and communicate with them from your side as well.
Oh, yes.
And often, as with the spirit attachments as well, you will try and find a relative or a loved one of these people, these trapped spirits.
Yes.
And try and get their loved ones to coax them away.
Yes, and the reason for that, of course, is because the attraction of love and the vibration of love, raising that vibration of love within this person, this trapped spirit or being who is engulfed in some sort of negativity from their physical life, unresolved situations, if we can raise their vibration and as Bernadette quite rightly said, and lead them to understand the positive route that is a possible way forward for them to be able to transcend their problem at this present time, which is creating the difficult atmosphere in the house or dwelling place or whatever it is. It could be a boat, it could be a ship, it could be anything which is of physical stuff. And the point is that there is residual energy which is to do with the negativity of that spirit entity as to the reason as why they are infecting the house in this way or the dwelling place or the person in actual fact. It's all really the same set of rules that you apply to the whole thing. It is really, however, having the patience and the understanding to be able to deal with it and resolve it.
Mm. I think another thing to mention as well is that that you have to try and get these people with these problems, and obviously they're going to be different with each individual, but they have to do a lot of work on themselves, don't they?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So yes.
So do you find that difficult with people, Bernie, that you know, trying to get people to realise that you're not just going to turn up and with these, you know, make everything right with a wand?
Take them out in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Yes, some people are very open. I gain quite a bit of trust with some people, and they're very open. Say whatever it takes, then we'll bear with you. We'll do it. But you do get people that, and it's understandably too, if their homes are if they have got negative energy, the fear factor comes in, and some people just want it gone. And, you know, and I try explaining that it's just not as easy as, you know,
yes.
me going around doing a smudge. You know, there's a lot to go on behind the scenes. And some people, grows very impatient, and we've had one or two not go through with it, and unfortunately they're still having problems. They haven't found somebody who's going to do it the once. But I expect they'll be back with us. But on the whole, people are really sort of, as I said, the first chap I was talking about who had this problem, and I was going in there time and time again giving counselling. I must have gone to that house about 8 times, and they used to just say to me, "Yeah, Bern, here's the keys. You just get on with it. You just get on with it." And what a lovely result.
And you very often set this smoke alarms off with your smudging stick.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God. We've set smoke alarms off, and we've done all sorts. We've had neighbours coming out the house wondering, because sometimes I take a team of people in with me, and we've got 4 people even walking around the garden area, you know, in a sort of a ritual, so to speak, at certain times we need to do that. And we've had, like, the neighbours, crowds of people outside watching us, you know, kicking their bikes at night and think, oh, my goodness. But it's all for good cause.
Absolutely.
Yes, the point really to make here is that for a house, for a dwelling place or something like that, it very often is the case that people have to have the clearance done inside the house and outside as well.
Yeah. Something to remember.
Exactly.
But something else that I think is really sweet is very often these people that have been trapped in the house, we still call them negative energies, but obviously after a while you might find out that they're not. They are just completely lost and stuck there. But very often they are so grateful to you, aren't they? And they come back and see you. And sometimes they go back to the house to see the people as well, but on a different level, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Just as on a
friendly level.
As a gesture.
It's so rewarding when you've been working with somebody with an energy that's been earthbound for maybe weeks.
I think your phone's going, Bern. Have you got a different phone? Actually, we've only got a couple of minutes left, but it was breaking up.
Oh, right, sorry. I just say it's so rewarding when we've been working with a spirit that's been earthbound for such a long while, and they actually go to the spirit world. It is just so rewarding.
Okay, I think we're going to have to stop there because...
With those bubbles, my friend, we will have to stop there. We thought that you had just crawled into the bath, my friend.
Your phone's on the blink.
Okay.
Hey, well, just like to thank you anyway, very much. We'll do this again, and you never know, we might get Bernie on to give some little readings.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'll tell everybody about your website. Okay, well, thanks, Bernie.
Thank you so much, my dear friend.
It's been lovely. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, God bless, friend.
Bye.
Yes. Okay, well, literally, I have to wind it up now.
I will go then.
Okay, thanks,
God
Gregory.
Bless, Ben.
God bless, thank you.
Once again.
Okay, so Bernie's website is freespirit7.co.uk. You can get a telephone number on there as well. And we are spirit-teaching.com. My name is Sylvie Avery. Until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.